Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me. I need some good news, baby. Cause all the world's gone crazy. I need some good news, baby. Give it to me.
Oh, I love this good news story. Now, any of you who know me know I have five sons. I tried to tell my older boys many years ago that they should go to the Barber Academy and become barbers. It's a wonderful art, and it's something that they could do in their dorm rooms and forever to make money or help people out who needed help. Well, of course, I didn't go for it, but I still have three.
I cut my own hair.
I know you do.
I have a barber kit from the Barber Academy.
Do you?
Yes.
Well, I'm kind of impressed with you because you even taper a little bit.
I do my son's.
Yeah. Oh, it's smart.
I would have cut yours, but you decided to get it.
Oh, for
heaven's
sake.
Well, you said you got it cut, but you didn't.
Oh, for heaven.
Anyway, continue on. I apologize
for it on the air, Brock.
For interrupting.
So anyway, I think this is really cool. There's a gentleman in North Philadelphia, and he started cutting his own hair 30 years ago. His name is P. Michael Boone. He goes by P. Michael on Instagram.
He
started something, and he started training himself how to cut hair because there was a need for it in his community.
Nice.
He would cut people who were homeless.
Nice.
He would do those who were poor, who couldn't afford to pay. And he said, this is something that I started doing because there was a need. And we could all hear you yawning right there while you did that.
Oh, I apologize. I thought the mic was off. I love the story. I apologize.
So anyway, he started something in a beauty salon, in the basement of a beauty salon in North Philadelphia, called the Junior Barber Academy.
Nice.
All right. So, wait, I need a sip of water. Hold on. Okay. So, he has his youngest, he gets teenagers. And he gets teenagers off the streets to learn how to do this so that they have a skill for the rest of their lives. Well, his youngest student is 8 years old, and it's a she. And she is the cutest daggone thing. And so you're going to hear her. Her name is Nijah Graham Henries. She'll kind of slur through that in the story, but I want you to hear her in this interview as she's learning how to cut hair. So cute.
Okay, I cut hair, and I'm 8 years old, and I'm Nijah Graham Henries.
I took my son to the barber orientation, and as the time was approaching for us to enroll, he decided that it was something that, you know, he was not interested in. And my daughter saw pictures from the orientation online. And of course, she's asking questions because she sees her brother, and she expressed interest at that point. I was really surprised because she obviously didn't know what barbering was prior to, but I think part of the reason why she was so driven to give it a try was because my son said that he didn't want to do it. Okay, he doesn't want to do it. Let me give it a shot. She's fearless about her interest, and she kind of really doesn't care what other people think about boys being drawn to it. She likes it, so it's okay, you know, for her.
I get in the zone. I'm not really the one who talks to the client a lot. Not the person who says, how's your day, blah, 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 talk about it, blah, becomes crazy. I'm not that person. I like it to be quiet.
Outside of barbering, she learned life skills that she'll be able to carry with her. She was learning to understand the power of her voice. She didn't shy away from asking for help. She didn't care if the guys were there and that they were bigger. She was just kind of determined to get the information that she needed so that she could be the best barber that she could be. I kind of look at her when she started to where she is today. She's grown so much. So I'm really excited about the growth, her growth as an individual, and then her growth within the industry. So those are the things that I'm really excited about. I'm very, very, very happy that her character is intact. That's what matters to me. And that she's becoming a decent human being.
Honestly, she did better than I thought. She did way better than I thought. I didn't expect it to be this sharp. I got better what I was looking for.
I love that.
It's adorable.
He's like, I didn't expect it to be this sharp.
Very
cool.
So
yeah, so she's going around now, and forever she has this skill that she could, you know?
I think it's great.
Isn't it wonderful?
I think it's great.
I just think it's so smart. She's got the opportunity to do anything.
So when I cut my son's hair, so the apparatus has these attachments. There's okay. A 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 by the length
right.
of the hair.
What are you, a 2?
I'm a 1 on the side.
Okay.
And then I taper it up, like
right.
you said.
Mm-hmm.
My son is a 3.
Okay.
He's really thick hair. I have four hairs left.
Right.
So I cut mine first, 1 on the side.
Right.
Then the little man comes in.
You forgot.
I forgot.
Oh, son of a mother.
This is, see how smart? This is a mother.
So well, I've used that same apparatus and given my kids mohawks.
So I'm in the back, and I give him the 1 up the back, and I go, blankety blank. And you don't say a word to your kid.
No, it's just a summer cut, honey.
It's just a gash.
Yeah.
And so what happens is I put the 2 on, and I tapered a little bit.
Right.
And no one noticed but me. And I didn't tell the little man, but I gave him a $5 bill. And I'll tell you why. When I was a little man, my grandfather from Ireland used to cut my hair in his basement, and he would hack it up. And I would start crying because it was so bad. He'd give me $3. And he'd say, Rose, I did a fine job on the lad's hair. What do you think of the lad's hair? She'd say, well, he's at home crying.
Thanks. Thanks, Pops.
But it was...
It's a great story.
It was a great experience
and you
for
know,
me.
Yeah.
And I think that story, it's really smart.
It's so smart. Maybe I'll con one of the boys into doing it.
I think it's really smart.
Good stuff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.